This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Now let's go to a story we've been talking about since May, the deadly biker shootout in Waco that left 9 dead, many others wounded, over 170 arrested, and a long, ongoing legal battle. But until now, there's been, precious little to say further about this incident. A gag order has made the police version of events the only real version we've had to discuss until now. Thousands of pages of once court-protected documents leaked to the media, the Associated Press to be precise. And this information, we have new clues as to what actually happened on that fateful day in May. Joining us for the latest, Dane Schiller, a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Dane, let's start with the video, which we are now seeing. A new video which seems to support the Waco PD's claim that the altercation in the gunfight in fact started between biker groups. Is that what you see here?
Yes, and that's been a lot of what some people have said all along, that it was the two biker groups that lit this thing off. What's come in question is what was being done before that and what was done immediately after.
And now, what does this new documentation tell you about what happened?
Interestingly, it confirms what we were told at the beginning of this scenario. From the very start, there'd been a rumor that 4 people were killed by police.
Now let me understand this. How do we know that, in fact, 4 were killed by police? What evidence is there?
What we have now is a ballistics report, which basically matches the bullet that's taken out of people to certain guns. And these bullets apparently match the rifles that were being fired by SWAT officers that day.
You also write, though, that there may have been more than just 9 victims?
Another interesting twist to this. With the recent indictments that were unsealed, prosecutors list 10 victims. All along, they've said 9, 9, 9. And we're all trying to figure out, who is this 10th person? Nobody by that name has died in McLennan County from the date of that shooting to present. Someone who was a member of the Bandidos, who died in another state in a motorcycle accident and hit a deer, his last name matches the name of that 10th dead person, and his father, who's long been deceased, matches the name entirely. But we're scratching our heads saying, what's the deal, police? Can you clarify? What's the deal, prosecutor? Can you work with us on this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We get nothing.
You mentioned to me before we got into our conversation that you've been talking to a lot of these attorneys who are working on this case, and that a lot of them are doing it not because they're trying to make a whole lot of money here, but they're sort of driven by a passion. Could you explain what you mean by that?
It's been very interesting how lawyers, they're jumping into this saying, yes, we're not into this to make money. We want the truth to be known. We want to give you the best defense possible. We're questioning what our government is doing here. And it seems to be what being a defense lawyer is supposed to be all about. I've heard of story after story in which they're literally doing this for just a few dollars. I'm saying, don't worry about it. We'll represent you. They say, if you have 25 cents, we'll do it for a nickel. We're not trying to take your money. We just want to get in the courtroom and help you through this and make sure all the facts are known.
Dane, is it your sense that, I mean, this is something that among conspiracy theorists online, certainly, there are a lot of allegations out there. Is it your sense that there's any police wrongdoing here, or do you have any evidence that in fact, the police have done something wrong, or they're trying to cover up something?
The biggest mistake the police have made, in my opinion, is they haven't come clean in a timely manner. We see shootings all over the country, police shootings, and they come out with the facts quickly. They show a videotape. They explain Officer Jones had to shoot this citizen for this reason, and you move on from there. But they've harmed themselves by keeping this secret so long. Do I have any evidence of police wrongdoing? No. Are there many, many questions that aren't answered yet? Yes. Is the larger question, why did prosecutors decide to arrest all these nearly 200 people who now face up to life in prison? What's going on with that? That's the huge question we've got.
Do we yet know when the first case might go to trial?
To the best of my knowledge, there's not one trial date set yet. Trial date was set tentatively about a week and a half ago, and it was mysteriously pulled back. The judge said yes, then a half hour later, in his chamber said, no, we're not going to go to trial. There are lawyers that are begging to get in the courtroom. They're saying, let me get in the fight. Let me do this. I know multiple attorneys that say, I don't even need any more evidence one way or the other. It doesn't matter who shot who. I know about my client, and I want to go into the courtroom right now and let this thing be heard so that my client can get on with his life or her life. And I've always been struck from the start in this case where Lawyers let me speak to their clients without them being present, which in most criminal cases, that's unheard of. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But when lawyer after lawyer said, speak to them, go ahead. I was like, wow, this is something different.
Dane Schiller is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Dane, thanks so much.